The parade of chief executives who have profited as their companies have collapsed has understandably angered ordinary shareholders. WorldCom chief executive Bernie Ebbers resigned earlier this year when it was disclosed that he had borrowed over $400 million from the company. Executives at Enron, Global Crossing, and ImClone sold millions of dollars worth of stock just before their company's stock prices fell sharply. We wonder just how much of their allegedly ill-gotten gains executives would be able to hang on to. Joining us to talk about that is John Coffey, professor of law at Columbia University Law School. He joins us by phone from his office in New York City. Welcome, Mr. Coffey.
My pleasure to be here.
Is it likely these executives will lose most of this money, or are there legal strategies they could employ to protect it?
Well, both statements are true. I think it is likely that they will lose it, and in some cases may already have lost it. Mr. Ebbers borrowed $400 million to hold on to stock investments, and they were probably falling over the last couple of months. Other individuals may have bailed out by selling their stock, but they could be liable for insider trading. The SEC can seek the greater of treble the gain or the loss averted. So if the stock has fallen, say, 80% for a $10 million loss that you averted by bailing out early, the SEC can seek, with the court's decision, for a payment of a civil penalty of up to $30 million.
What kind of wealth is most susceptible to being seized by the courts, and what's least likely to be confiscated?
Well, I think that the people who may get away with money are the people who have received very large payments and sold their stock at earlier points before the stock suddenly bottomed out. Now, those individuals have substantial amounts of money. I think that there are a number of techniques, and you've asked about what are the most popular techniques. Right now, I think that the bankruptcy laws have a very large exception. They permit you to hold on to any property that qualifies under state law as your homestead. And in some jurisdictions like Florida, it is possible to have a $20 million castle, which is exempt under the bankruptcy laws from creditors seizing.
Well, we have a very interesting case in Florida, Scott Sullivan's house. He's the former WorldCom chief financial officer. He's building a $15 million house in Boca Raton, Florida. So he's likely to be able to keep that?
He's following the examples that others have earlier set. This is a well-known tactic. Now, incidentally, the current Senate bill, called the Sarbanes bill, contains a provision that would say that debts are not dischargeable in bankruptcy if they are the product of securities fraud. In other words, you could not get a bankruptcy court protection from those claims. That's meant to answer exactly this kind of problem. Creditors could reach your assets.
Mm-hmm. Any other tactics that you think these executives are looking at or probably employing right now to try to protect these gains?
Well, I can't be sure on any specific case, but the classic games were to try to hide monies offshore in Swiss or other bank accounts, and I think that it's possible that some executives do have assets that might be hidden offshore.
What about a fraud that doesn't involve insider trading or selling shares or something like that? Are those profits recoverable, and are there treble damages in the case of that kind of fraud?
Well, I think that some of the employees who were injured in their 401k plans have brought causes of action under the Racketeer Influenced Corrupt Organization Act, or RICO for short, and that does authorize treble damages if you can prove the substantial prerequisites before liability is established under that act. And that could mean that some of the senior officers could be held liable for treble damages. But the total amounts involved here are in the many billions, and the possible assets of any of these individuals is probably down in the relatively modest millions.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
John Coffey is professor of law at Columbia University Law School in New York City.